All right, so now we're going to complete the much grander pop quiz from Masechta Shabbos from Daf Beis to Daf Nun with lap number 7, beginning with question 127. Which daf do we learn about glassware's transparency regarding Tuma? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. 128. Which daf do we learn about the background behind the bathing decrees and the Balanim, the bathing attendants? That's on Daf Mem. Good. 129. Which daf do we learn about Gizei Tzemer regarding Mutsa when it's used for insulation? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Question 130. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shimon holds are the only foods set aside that are muksa are figs and grapes? That's on Daf Mem. Hey. Good. 131. Which daf do we learn that extinguishing or one can extinguish burning metal in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to protect the public? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. 132. Which daf do we learn about the conditions for Chazara? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Great. 133. Which daf do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. 134. Which daf do we talk about pouring cold water into a cleared kettle? That's on Daf Mem Aleph. Good. 135. Which daf do we discuss placing a pot next to a kira? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Great. 136. Which daf do we discuss the halachas of an iskupa, a threshold? That's on Daf Vav. Good. 137. Which daf do we learn what the Lamed Tes Melachos correspond to? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Great. 138. Which daf do we learn that one can put spices into a Kli Sheni because a Kli Sheni Einam Avashel doesn't cook? That's on Daf Tes Vav. Good. 139. Which daf do we learn about the decree that the bread, oil, wine, and the Benos Akum are forbidden? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. 140. Which daf do we learn that one cannot cook an egg in the sand? That's on Daf Lamed Tes. Good. 141. Which daf do we discuss whether mochin used for hatmana is no longer muksa? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Great. 142. Which daf do we learn that the halakha always follows the machria, the mediator? That's on Daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 143. Which daf do we learn that one should not sail less than 3 days before Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Great. 144. Which daf do we learn that Kiras Gufo is Kiras Chafetz? That's on Daf Gimel. Great. 145. Which daf do we have the Malkokos regarding moving a small menorah with grooves? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Great. 146. Which daf do we learn that one can carry in a roofed Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? That's on Daf Hey. Good. And finally, finishing up lap number 7 and this entire much grander pop quiz with question 147, which daf do we learn about Seis HaKochavim? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Great, we've now concluded this much grander pop quiz. 147 questions on 147 topics on 49 blood. It's fantastic you're able to do it. Again, come back to this and practice it to sharpen your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.